This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got another hour together. That'll be fun. Happy 4th of July to you, however you may be spending it this weekend. I'm not a fan of the fireworks. I like to see a nice firework display. It's fun to take the kids. But, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, people are still shooting things off. Like, all right, I get it. I just want to sleep. Luckily, my dog doesn't really get too anxious over them. She is a good girl, and she doesn't want to run and hide, doesn't get restless, which is a good thing. I know it's miserable for a lot of pet owners right now if their dogs do have a problem with it. I don't even know what you do. I know there's certain places you can go to that are firework free. State parks have some great options. They'll sometimes do that, and it's a place if you want to go camping for the weekend, but for the convenience of it, some people buy their dogs specialty weighted jackets, and they kind of like a straitjacket almost. You like put it on the dog, it helps them with the stress of it all. Some people slip them a little medication, and luckily I don't have to go through that. But happy 4th of July to you, and we got a big interview this hour. I think you'll find it really fascinating. There's a documentary filmmaker by the name of J.D. Wilcox. He created a film called Who Shot Trump? It's not out yet. It was supposed to be out, but it's not out yet. I had a great conversation with him, and basically he went back to the field in Pennsylvania. He ran his laser measurements, and he found some things that he thinks the FBI missed. And there's still some questions that he raises in his documentary. We're going to discuss those with him this hour. In fact, in the next segment, we'll have that. J.D. Wilcox, documentary filmmaker on his new film. And we'll tell you how to find it, too. It's very fascinating. It's not out yet, but he'll tell you how to do it when it is finally out. So the big, beautiful bill, I think Fox said 5 o'clock, President Trump's planning on signing that. And you're going to be able to really digest this and see a lot of good and bad for it. I think one of the biggest things you'll hear are Democrats saying that Medicare cuts are going to kill millions of people and they're going to get kicked off their health care and this and that. I think we have to be realistic about what's going to happen during this transition. One, there are people on the program that don't qualify for the program, but they're still able to get the benefits of the program. So either they're here illegally and they were able to draw the benefit. Maybe their work status has changed, meaning that they have now qualified for an employer, but now they're still on Medicaid. Maybe it's the status where they have work requirements and they still don't feel like they need to work. So what they're going to do, and the way that this program works, is that if they look at it and you qualify because you are an American and you meet all the qualifications, then nothing will change for you. If they look at it and say, oh, this looks a little bit weird, let's check up with this person, then you may have to either through the internet or in person go into the office and show them that, yes, in fact, I do qualify. And then, again, in that case, nothing will change for you. But if they find out you don't qualify and that you've been running benefits, as far as I know, they're not going to ask you for back benefits, but they'll just cut you off. You're no longer part of it because you don't qualify. A couple of things will have to happen. One, either Congress will have to change what qualifies as a person for Medicare, or two, if the person's off of it, they're going to have to find other means of insurance. If they can't afford it, then that's a big problem. They're going to have to look through the system that Obamacare put together. And in some cases, depending on where they live, like let's say California, you may get it for dirt cheap anyway. But on the other side of it, you probably are going to move on to an employer's coverage. So the whole idea of this is get less people onto Medicaid, cut the ones out that don't belong there, don't qualify to begin with. And if you do find yourself on it, we got to get you into a full-time job so you're on the private insurance. And then that helps Uncle Sam when you get that number down. And it helps strengthen that program. That's a big part of strengthening a program so it doesn't run out of money. How many times in your lifetime have you heard, we're running out of Social Security, Social Security's not going to be there, you're not going to have Social Security, over and over and over again. And they do project these things to end. Here's what's going to happen, though. I don't think that they'll ever allow Social Security to run dry. They'll just have to bring in money by other means. They're going to have to find a way to make this work. It's just the way it'll work. It's just the way it'll go. Okay? So you have the Democrats that are going to say millions of people are going to die off of Medicaid. They're also going to say, oh, yeah, Donald Trump's going to kill you, and then he's going to take your money away from Social Security. It's going to run dry. And they don't have any real true basis for these type of claims, but they use it as a way to try to scare you away from the benefits of these bills. Now, there's a lot of things that you can do to criticize it, and a lot of Republicans have stepped forward and said, this does not address the debt issue. This should have been number one. You brought in Elon Musk. You had Doge. The debt issue needed to have a higher priority, and it didn't. You should have put a higher priority. Okay? That's totally valid claim. You know who had a back and forth on this was Stephen A. Smith and Sean Hannity. Let me play just a little bit of this for you. I know we're running out of time.
Your party will have to live with Mamdani. Your party will live with AOC, the squad, Kamala with her, you know, taxpayer-funded sex change operations, Tim Walz, Tampon Tim with tampons and boys' bathrooms. You're going to live with this largest tax increase in history. You own it. You're buying it tonight.
First of all,
you're defending it.
Cool. No problem. Let me tell you. Let me say this right on your show. I'll say it to you, Sean Hannity.
All right, I'm going to stop right there for a second because I think this is the way dialogue should go. You have Sean Hannity, who feels very strongly one way. Stephen A. Smith, listen to how he answers this.
You, Sean Hannity, right here, right now. If yeah. the big, beautiful bill, if that passes
beautiful.
And everything that you said shows itself to be true, Democrats ain't winning the midterms, and they damn sure ain't winning the presidency in 2028, and they will have deserved it if indeed what you say and what Trump is saying about the big, beautiful bill, because it's big and it's beautiful, if it's true, then we're not going to have anything to say, Sean. We're going to fight. So I hope it passes just for the sake of finding out, okay, how real is this? How effective is this going to be? Is what this man said going to come to fruition? Because if it doesn't, first of all, you know me. I'm going to record you. I'm going to tape it. I'm going to run it back.
All right, so here it is. So let me just say this, because he's right. Both of these sides are right on this. Stephen A. Smith is wise enough to realize that if these things do come true in the way that it's designed, then it's going to be very good for Republicans. Democrats, I think, know this too. So you know what's going to happen? They are going to do their best not only to sandbag, but try to sabotage the American economy. They're going to try to make lives miserable in order to get votes, because they would rather ruin you than lose power. That's the position they're in right now. So you have to be very vigilant in knowing that these attacks without any basis to it could be very dangerous for you. And this plan, if you look at it, could actually be a very effective one in growing the economy. All right, coming up after the break, documentary filmmaker J.D. Wilcox. He wrote a film called Who Shot Trump? He made it. Now, very interesting findings in this documentary. We're going to start a conversation with J.D. Wilcox after the break. Don't go anywhere. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Joining us now is the creator of a new documentary, a filmmaker that questions the attempted Donald Trump assassination in Pennsylvania. Joining us now is J.D. Wilcox. Who shot Trump is the question. And that is a very good question, J.D. Wilcox. I thought it was just some loser kid living with his parents. I was on top of a roof that no one noticed. Is that? I thought that was all that you needed to know.
Well, thanks, Ryan. It's great to meet you. That isn't all we need to know. And now that my investigation is complete, I can say for a fact that the government has never proven any of their assertions about that case. Number one, they've never proven that the person on the roof is Thomas Matthew Crooks. They've never proven that that body on the roof fired a gun that day, and they've never proven that the bullet from that gun is the bullet that hit President Trump.
So this is interesting. When you think about the available documents that the government may release, are we just too close to the incident that some of the information's unavailable? Or maybe what you found was that some of the information is just not compatible with what happened?
Well, I know for a fact, according to the Congressional Task Force report, which is the official version of what happened there that day, the FBI conducted over 1,000 interviews of witnesses, and they only released to Congress 81 of those interviews, and they've only released to the public 0 interviews. So we've never seen any of the interviews that the FBI has done, and they only released, as far as I can tell, 3 pictures of evidence that they collected that day. There were 20,000 people there that day. There should be a mountain of evidence that proves that Crooks is the lone gunman. There should be a mountain of interviews that corroborate that. But we haven't seen any of it. And all of the evidence that I collected on the ground there in Butler, Pennsylvania, contradicts the official story that Thomas Crooks was the lone gunman.
And even if you look at it from a different standpoint and you take the president of the United States, Donald Trump, out of it, you still have a man that lost his life that day. Someone was shot and killed. I mean, that happened. So you think you'd want to make sure you get the accurate and truthful information out there, at least for the benefit of that family.
Yes, and that's one of the most frustrating and infuriating aspects of this, because a man, Corey Comparator, was murdered that day, and two other men, Dave Dutch and James Copenhaver, were gravely injured. None of them and their families have justice now, because we don't know who did it. I know, and everybody who's seen the movie knows that there were other people involved, and we also know that the FBI knows the same evidence that we do, which means they've been covering that up for almost a full year.
Okay. Well, let's kind of back up here for a moment, because I think the people listening and a lot of people that looked at that saw certain things online and were like, okay, these things are a little bit strange, but they chalk it up as conspiracy theories, because that's what, you know, when you have different points of view, the first thing that people point to is like, oh, okay, obviously you're just the tinfoil hat type of guy. So it's easily dismissed. So tell me, what have you looked into that is some of your big pieces of evidence that the narrative given by the government is not truthful? And I know that you go through this in your documentary called Who Shot Trump, but what are some of the things that you found that led you to want to further this filmmaking into the documentary?
Sure. Excellent question. So what we did is we applied modern forensic crime scene analysis to what happened in Butler. We didn't look at it as a presidential assassination. We looked at it as a crime scene. And we said, what modern techniques do people use to investigate crime scenes with really good accuracy and results? And one of those techniques is something called photogrammetry, which means you photograph the entire area in three dimensions, and you also scan it with a laser, and you take all of that data and feed it into a computer, and the computer constructs a super accurate 3D model of the entire area. So unlike Google Earth, which is not very accurate, and it's not historically accurate, we have a super accurate 3D model of the entire area, all the buildings, all the trees, everything. And now we can look at that 3D model from different angles, from different perspectives, and we can trace things like, is it possible to see President Trump from this place? Can you shoot at him and hit him from this angle? Because there are, you know, speaking of conspiracy theories, there's a lot of theories that when we look at them with this data, they don't hold up. Mm-hmm. For instance, one of the big conspiracy theories was that there was a second shooter on the water tower at the AG, near the AGR complex. And once we had our 3D model, we can see quite clearly that you cannot see President Trump from the water tower. No one else knows that because they don't have this data, but we have the data. The other big thing that we discovered is there is solid forensic evidence that at least one bullet that was fired that day could not have come from the area on the roof of AGR where the body of the alleged shooter was found. So of all the shots fired that day, one bullet, we have absolute forensic evidence, could not come from where that body was. And that means there has to be another shooter. And that shooter's probably still out there.
Hmm. Documentary filmmaker J.D. Wilcox joining us. I guess there's the conspiracy theories on the other side that said, no, it was Donald Trump actually wasn't shot. They just used ketchup or something like that. So do you approach those type of theories, too, in the documentary?
We absolutely do. This is a crime scene investigation. We investigate all theories that we can. And one of the big theories was that Trump faked this. So I wanted to know, did Trump fake this? Is it possible that he could have faked this assassination attempt, or someone, you know, in his orbit faked this? And we look at that very, very closely, because if Trump faked it, I want to know, because a man lost his life and that man deserves justice. So we looked very closely at the possibility, could Trump have faked this? So we examine both sides. The movie's not, I know people think it is, but it's not political. It's not really about Trump. It's about the truth. If Kamala Harris or Joe Biden had been on a campaign stop and they had gotten shot, and a couple weeks after it happened, the story had disappeared from the news, I'd be doing a movie called Who Shot Kamala or Who Shot Joe Biden. It's not about Trump. It's about the truth.
Mm. Let me ask you this. So when you talk about these 3D scans and the different pieces of technology that you use, Did you go back to the field in Butler and personally oversee this? Did you go on the rooftop and personally look at some of these different angles that were discussed?
Yes, we did go personally. I walked the grounds. I stood in the spot where President Trump was when he got shot. As far as the AGR complex itself, they have armed security patrolling it now. No one is allowed to go back there, but we flew it with a drone, which is what we needed to do anyway. Mm-hmm. And then we scanned it with a laser from a distance. The laser is a very accurate measurement. So we LIDAR scanned it and overflew it with a drone. And that is what you need to do this photogrammetry thing. So luckily, they couldn't stop our drone, although they tried. There is some sort of drone jamming equipment out there, because my drone team kept saying, well, something's blocking us from taking off. And it took a couple hours for them to work around that. So there is some sort of technology that's being employed out there, or at least there was when we did it back in September, to defeat drones. But my team was really good and they got around it. So but the AGR complex is now completely sealed off. No one can get there. And it's understandable, because when you see the movie, you'll realize AGR is a big, big question mark in this whole thing. There's a lot of things that we found about AGR and AGR personnel that are big questions that have not been answered.
He has a new documentary called Who Shot Trump? It's based on the attempt in Pennsylvania. Wow. Very interesting, some of the things he's finding in this documentary, a guy that just wants to get to the truth. So we'll continue our conversation with J.D. Wilcox after the break. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in for Tara on WORD. Coming out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not out yet. It's called Who Shot Trump, based on what happened in the field in Pennsylvania. Do we know all the details? Are there some details that haven't been released yet? Did they rush to their conclusions? J.D. Wilcox, our filmmaker guest here on WORD. I think there is some irony to this because you're a Dallas-based documentary filmmaker, and the premiere of Who Shot Trump held Texas Theater in Dallas. That's the same theater where Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested in 1963. We're still debating what happened to the assassination of JFK. We still don't know the full picture, even though a lot of the government documents have been released. There's still a lot of questions that are remaining unanswered. So as part of this whole investigation that you're doing, the documentary, to make it so we don't have to wait, you know, 70 years before we get an answer?
That is my goal. You know, unlike 1963, we have much better technology. And back at the Kennedy assassination, they had this film called the Zapruder film that really showed that the official story was not true. Well, we had 20,000 people at this Butler rally. Each one of them had a camera. Each one of them has a potential Zapruder film. So that's one thing. I don't think we're going to wait 60 years. I think we're going to solve this case. The second thing is, we're not allowed to have this screening at the Texas Theater. I got an email from them yesterday saying, and I'm quoting, "The screening will not be taking place at our theater," end quote. Even though I have a signed contract with them, even though we'd already sold tickets, even though local news media were going to be there to cover the whole thing, the Texas Theater has banned this movie from their theater.
Oh, okay. So where does that leave the documentary? How can people see it?
Well, we're undeterred. We are going to find a new venue to do this premiere. And after the movie premieres, or if it doesn't get a local premiere, we will release it worldwide. And in addition to the movie itself, I'm going to release the photogrammetry data and the 3D model so that anybody who wants to double check and make sure that I did a good investigation, they can investigate it from themselves. I want to crowdsource this investigation and find the truth, because the families that were injured or killed that day, they deserve the truth.
Yeah. You know how that data is going to be used, though. It's going to be like Minecraft and video games and stuff. They're going to take that and like 3D map it.
I didn't even think about that.
So you could be unleashing something. Yeah. Well, okay. So what happens next, in the sense that you have the FBI or some of these other agencies? I mean, they might not like that you're releasing this type of information and this type of data. Do you feel like they're going to try to stop you, or have they already reached out? Has there been any interference?
There hasn't been any interference thus far. I haven't approached the FBI yet, but I did go and interview with the Secret Service yesterday, and I gave them a copy of, you know, the relevant data. And I said, this proves there's another, at least one more shooter in Butler, Pennsylvania. And they were very concerned, and they assured me that they were going to take that up the chain of command to Washington, D.C., and they would investigate it. So at the very least, the Secret Service now knows what I know, and hopefully they'll realize that President Trump is still at risk, because at least one person who assisted in this assassination attempt is still out there.
Has anyone in Congress given any indication they would like for you to testify on this?
The Congressional Task Force, who investigated this last year, they released their final report on December 5th, 2024. There are 13 congressmen and women on that task force, 7 Republicans, 6 Democrats. I emailed every single one of them and their chief of staff, telling them I have evidence that their report is incorrect, and I'm willing to share it with them. As of today, I've heard absolutely zero.
What about the investigation afterwards? We saw live congressional testimony, and just how there was a breakdown in communication between local and federal law enforcement, people pointing fingers. The Secret Service was in shambles. And what about everything that happened after the fact? Do you cover any of that in your documentary?
So we briefly talk about the aftermath. But again, this is not a political, you know, it's not even really a conspiracy thing. It's a crime scene investigation of specifically the facts and the evidence that we could gather there. So I briefly touch on, you know, on some of the things that happened after, but the bulk of the film is literally, here's what we did, here's what we found, take a look for yourself.
Right. So in Dallas, if you're from Dallas, there's the spot in the road where the JFK assassination happened. People go and take photos. They want to see it for themselves because they've seen the very famous video. Have you visited that spot before? And what is there any feeling that you get being there after knowing what you know, the way the government operates and handles investigations like this? Does it change the way you look at things like the JFK assassination?
I have been to Dealey Plaza. That spot that you mentioned in the road, that X is still there. The city of Dallas keeps trying to pave it over, and people go out there in the middle of the night and draw it again, in spray paint. So the powers that be want that to go away, but the people who care about the truth refuse to let the truth die. And that's what I take away from this. We, the people, have to be vigilant. We can't just rely on some government authority to tell us the truth. The truth is often hidden from us. We have to pursue the truth to get it.
Wow. Going to JFK, do you have your own theories on that one?
It's strange that you asked that, because I'm actually, as far as I know, the only person that ever interviewed Ramsey Clark about the JFK assassination. Ramsey Clark was the Attorney General of the United States that was hired by LBJ after he fired or helped resign Bobby Kennedy. So he brought in this guy named Ramsey Clark, and Ramsey Clark really was instrumental in sort of whitewashing and covering up the entire JFK assassination investigation. And I'm, as far as I know, the only person who ever interviewed Ramsey Clark before he passed away a couple years ago. And I have that footage sitting in my vault somewhere. I had always thought that at some point I'd do, you know, sort of a new take on the Kennedy assassination from Ramsey Clark's point of view. But this Trump thing obviously is more important. And I think we can solve this Trump assassination attempt. If we get enough pressure on the FBI to either reopen their investigation into Butler or to just release the data that they have, because my source told me the FBI did the exact same investigation photogrammetry that we did. So the FBI knows what we know, and they probably have better data because it was fresher. They did it the day after the crime. So just release your data, FBI, and let the rest of us who want the truth investigate. We can find who did this.
Do you have a website? I know people are going to want to look this up, in particular how to get a copy or view it for themselves in the future. Where should they go to find that?
Yeah, the website is whoshottrump.us. It's whoshottrump.us. That's where we're keeping the latest information. That's where, when the 3D models will be available to be downloaded, that's where it's all going to be. So whoshottrump.us is the focus for anybody who wants to know what we're doing.
That stuff's going to be on Fortnite. You know, they're going to find ways to use that data, and it's not intended.
I'm laughing. I don't do computer games, so I have a very, very basic understanding of what you're saying. But that's what freedom is, you know. Ultimately, Ryan, if people, you know, want to misuse this, I can't stop them, because I think that will be more than balanced out by the people who genuinely want to know the truth and are going to pore over this data that we've assembled and find the truth. You know, they could bulldoze the AGR property tomorrow. They could level the Butler Farm Show, and no one would ever be able to go back there and reinvestigate it. We're lucky here in Dallas that we can still go to Dealey Plaza and see those things. But a lot of controversial crime scenes nowadays, they don't stay around. They get razed. They get bulldozed. And that's another reason why I wanted to go and capture this thing, because now, for the rest of time, everybody will be able to look at that site as it existed on September 4th and examine it. The digital data will never go away.
And I know it's still fresh. When you were actually at the field, were there still artifacts? Did you find stuff still littered around from the event?
So I wouldn't say that we found any artifacts specifically related to the Trump rally. We found definite things that helped solve this investigation.
Okay.
And we actually have forensic data of one bullet, the bullet that I keep speaking of, that we know could not be fired from the roof of AGR. We have that data. It's not supposition. It's actual physical data of where that bullet ended up. And because we know where it ended up, we know where it came from and where it couldn't come from.
Wow. Okay. Who Shot Trump is the name of the documentary and questions the attempted assassination that happened in Pennsylvania. Was it just this 20-year-old loser that lived with his parents, a lone gunman, untrained, or could there have been other things going on there that we don't accept as the main narrative? That's a big question. Who shot Trump? J.D. Wilcox, documentary filmmaker, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. It was great to meet you.
J.D. Wilcox is the documentary filmmaker. He's got a new one coming out soon called Who Shot Trump? Not exactly known when that will be out yet. He says he's still working out the details on that, but it's completed, and it sounds like a very interesting one. We thank J.D. Wilcox for joining us here. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere on WORD. Hey, welcome back. I got to say, I am happy that we had all this time together and we were able to spend it on the show. And it is the 4th of July, and you know what that means. With the 4th of July, you're probably spending time with friends and family, and I'm honored that you spend some time with me, too. I'm online if you want to find me at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. One person texted in. It said, Ryan, I heard you on Coast to Coast last weekend. What's the story? Yeah, you know, I fill in for Coast to Coast AM, which is one of the biggest syndicated talk shows in the country. It's aired right here on WORD as well. I do the last weekend of the month, so I'll be back again end of July. So thank you. I'm glad you heard it. I enjoy it. It's so fun to do that show. One person said, what's this bumper music? A talk show back when I was a kid used this. I remember being in the car and my dad hearing this. It was some syndicated show back in the 90s. So I did a quick search, if you were the one that texted that. And it said, when Sean Hannity filled in for Rush Limbaugh back in the day, Sean Hannity would use that song, She Drives Me Crazy, which is the one we use going into the break. And then Sean also noted that was Clark Howard's theme song. Clark Howard was a syndicated radio show host, too. I don't know if he was syndicated in the 90s, though. Was it one of those two, possibly, that you heard it? I don't know. So it could be that. It just, you know, I know Rush Limbaugh used it a lot, so it could just be where you heard it. All right, we only got a couple more minutes here. And I played the Stephen A. Smith, Sean Hannity thing. This would have been a good one to play right there, considering we just got lucky with the bumper music. I saw that when it comes to filibustering, and you had Hakeem Jeffries on the House floor trying to hold the vote up as long as he could. Republicans just wanted to get in there and get it done after long deliberations. So more people are looking back at this, and Secretary Scott Bessent is not going to be a big fan of Hakeem Jeffries and some of the other Democrats that are criticizing this bill, not based on reality, but based on their hate of Republicans. Here's what he had to say.
What do you make of Hakeem Jeffries at the podium for more than an hour trying to discredit this bill right now?
Well, you know, Maria, I'm not going to take firefighting advice from an arsonist. The Democrats had the majorities. They blew out the budget. They had the tons of wasteful spending, and we inherited a mess. And under President Trump's leadership, along with Speaker Johnson, Leader Thune, we are going to get the economy humming again via the private sector. This is a Main Street working America bill. It is going to address the affordability crisis. We are going to increase working people's wages. And, you know, the Democratic Party at present doesn't stand for anything. They're just against everything. And you know, let's see where the economy is this time next year. Yeah. I think this bill, over the next year, we are going to see growth like we have not seen. And importantly, it is going to be non-inflationary growth.
All right. That's the big point. You're going to see growth, non-inflationary growth. So how would you say in the most recent years, going back to COVID in 2020, inflationary growth is government is paying for growth, meaning we have to give you stimulus money in order to keep the economy going and growing. We're going to pay businesses and give them loans, in some cases just flat out money, in order to stay open and you know, if they need it or not, go ahead, pocket it. That's kind of the problem where we're at with these type of loans and what happened with inflationary growth. Now we're talking about non-inflationary growth, giving working people wages, and working people wages will be the ones that will get the best benefit from this, which is good. One person texted in, thanks, Limbaugh is probably it. Okay, it probably was. I know Rush Limbaugh played that song often, so that's very good. One other thing I wanted to play for you, just for the sake of time. I heard this podcast, and they were discussing, his name is Tom Dillon. He's a comedian. He's on Joe Rogan's podcast sometimes, and he was on CNN not long ago, and he was very critical of CNN because he was just ripping them apart, and they would only like edit certain parts to show, and he said, just release the full interview because it's so embarrassing for you. They didn't release the full interview, but still. Here's what one person argued on that podcast. I thought this was funny, and I think this is a good way to end the 4th of July.
I have a theory.
Yes.
Okay, that I have expressed to Kevin in private.
Yes.
That our culture.
Yes.
As Americans.
Correct.
We are the coolest at times in history where Burger King and Pepsi are the driving force. When Burger King and Pepsi
when
are
they're
in...
up.
It's actually really it's good. Actually beautiful to hear someone articulate that with words.
We are at our coolest when Burger King's popping and Pepsi's popping.
Because we need the underdog to thrive. Yes. We need the underdog to thrive in this country. Mm-hmm. Was Burger King my favorite? Absolutely not. But did
was there a time when it was hot? Amen.
Was there a time when you had a... Who was mad at a croissant witch?
Mm. Buddy.
Was someone mad at that?
Dude, when the chicken...
Was someone mad at that?
That is awesome. Okay, America's at its best, its strongest when Burger King and Pepsi were on the top of their game. I think that's hilarious. It brings you back to the 90s. Things were just a little bit better. Got to make fast food great again. All right, I'm Ryan Recker. Happy 4th of July to you. God bless America, and I hope you have a great weekend. Tara, you can reach her the regular ways if you want to reach me at Ryan Recker. Have a great, hopefully extended weekend. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.